All right. Already messing up here. Okay, so I'm Duncan Strauss. Usually there's something to read now, but there's not. So I'm diving right in. You can't stop me. Really delighted to be bringing you another edition of Talking Animals, a truly special edition of Talking Animals, providing something of a sneak preview to this Sunday's benefit for Harry Hayward. Right here in studio, we have Ronnie Elliott, Natty Moss Bond, and Harry himself. More on that in a moment. First, those odds, we're kicking off the show with an animal tune. This is Laura Veers from her brand new album with The Fox here on Talking Animals.
Fox went out on a chilly night and he prayed for the moon to give him light. He had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Many a mile to go that night. Ducks and geese were kept therein. He said, a couple of you go to grease my chin before I leave this town. He grabbed a gray goose by the neck and he threw a duck across his back. He didn't mind that. Quack, 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 and the legs all jangling. Flipper flopper jumped out of bed. Out of the window she popped her head, crying, John, John, the great goose is gone and the fox is on the town. Town, oh, John, John, the great goose is gone and the fox is on the town. He ran till he came to his nice warm den, and there were little ones, 8, 9, 10, crying, Dad, Dad, you better go back again, for it must be a mighty fine town. Town, oh, town, oh, Dad, Dad, you better go back again, for it must be a mighty fine town, oh. The fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up a goose with a carving knife. Never had such a meal in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones. Bones, 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 bones. Never had such a meal in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones.
That's Laura Veers from an album that's so new it won't even be released till next Tuesday. How cool are we here at WMNF? Anyways, with her version of The Fox, an animal song of sorts to ease us into today's edition of Talking Animals. My name's Duncan Strauss, here with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. In just a few minutes, we'll be speaking with today's guests. Three, count them, three guests, no less. Harry Hayward, Natty Moss Bond, and Ronnie Elliott, who among the things they have in common are all big animal lovers and wonderful musicians who are performing this Sunday at Skipper Smokehouse on the benefit for Harry, who's facing a medical challenge, but as is often the case with musicians, doing so without health insurance. So we'll discuss all sorts of things, from animals to Sunday's benefit, and hear some animal songs along the way when we chat with Harry, Natty, and Ronnie in a few moments here on Talking Animals. Also, a bit later in the show, we'll step into the comedy corner, which involves animal comedy. We'll play Name That Animal Tune. The winner will receive a pair of tickets to see Fitz and the Tantrums tonight at the State Theater. Along the way, we'll also give away tickets to the 37th Annual St. Petersburg International Folk Fair this weekend. Right now, though, it's time for the Animal News and Announcements segment, a look at items of interest in animal news, as well as announcements of local events on the horizon. Produced, as always, by the Talking Animals award-winning Rip and Read News Department. Our first item, well, we've got two items that are sort of peripheral to animal news. But one, I want to wish Mike Strauss a happy birthday. He turns 8 today. And already milking it. He was leaving the house around 6-something this morning, and he was asked to clean up his room, and he goes, "It's my birthday, for crying out loud." So, anyway, stepped right off of the honeymoon reset, apparently. Anyway, so also congratulations to our friend Joellen Schilke, who just was announced as the new volunteer outreach coordinator here at WMNF. So, yay, as she might say. Well, let's see, last week we spoke with Amanda Matthews, co-coordinator of the Tampa Walk for Farm Animals taking place this Saturday, November 5th. Just want to remind you again, it is taking place from check-ins at 8:30 a.m. It's at Fort DeSoto Park. The walk itself is at 10 a.m. And then afterwards, there's a celebration with music and eats and kids' activities and more. So you can go to walkforanimals.org to find out more. And again, all the proceeds benefit Farm Sanctuary and the great work they do on rescue, education, advocacy, and more. This happened latter part of last week, but I want to be sure to include it. A federal appeals court on Friday upheld the dismissal of a lawsuit brought by animal rights activists that claims the Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus abuses its elephants. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington agreed with a lower court judge that the Animal Protection Institute and a former Ringling employer, Tom Ryder, a past guest on Talking Animals, by the way, did not have the legal standing to sue the circus. The court found that the Ryder was essentially a paid plaintiff because he received at least $190,000 from the animal rights activists pursuing the case. The lawsuit claimed the circus is violating the elephant's protection under the Endangered Species Act with the use of bullhooks for training and prolonged chaining during trade rides between shows. So, maybe they'll come back. Now, on a, I think, potentially related note, and we won't know until a little bit later today, but I got this note from PAWS, the Performing Animal Welfare Society. It says, groundbreaking law on animal circuses to be unveiled today, November 2nd. Goes on to say, renowned celebrity animal protectionist Bob Barker, Georgia Fox, and Congressman Jim Moran with Animal Defenders International and the Performing Animal Welfare Society are at Congress for the launch of a groundbreaking initiative that could spell the end to the use of wild animals in circuses. So that's going to happen at 10 a.m. Oh, I guess actually it did happen. Sorry. I thought it was a West Coast time thing. Anyways, you can find out more, I'm sure, at Performing Animal Welfare Society's website, pawsweb.org. And there was also a website, stickam.com, to find out more. So we'll keep you posted on that. Also coming up this weekend, Saturday, November 5th, another huge, huge adoption expo. Humane Society of Tampa, the Hillsborough County Animal Services, the New Barker, Subaru, Petco Foundation, and others have put this together. And it's open to the public. Admission couldn't be more reasonable. More than 500 rescued dogs, cats, and other pets will be available on site. So that's this Saturday again, November 5th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Florida State Fairgrounds. And you can find out more, HumaneSocietyTampa.org. This came along on my side of the state. Officials in South Florida were in for a surprise last week when they cut open the belly of a 16-foot Burmese python they had captured and killed in the Everglades. Inside the reptile, they found a 76-pound, fully intact deer. According to the South Florida Water Management District, the snake, which was a female, weighed 215 pounds with the deer and 139 pounds without it. The girth of the snake's stomach stretched to accommodate the carcass measured a whopping 44 inches from head to tail. The reptile measured 15 plus feet. A lot of stuff going on this weekend. We got something else from the Clearwater Audubon Society. Saturday, November 5th, Moccasin Lake Nature Park Birdwatching Walk, taking place at 8 a.m. Meet at Moccasin Lake Nature Park. And you can join the Clearwater Audubon Society in this park to look for an incredible variety of songbirds, waterbirds, and raptors in this unique oak hammock. Autumn in Florida brings migrating birds, so anything is possible. It's an easy 3/4-mile trail and ideal for beginning and advanced birders alike. So you can find out more by going to clearwater-fl.com, .gov, and beyond, or calling Madeline or at 727-748-6885. Well, we'll maybe come back to some more news items in a bit, but we got people in the studio. Why are we keeping them waiting, folks? So we'll just quickly step into the comedy corner, which involves animal-oriented comedy. Pieces are always brief when our guests, or guests in this case, are in studio. So indeed, this is Matt Bronger with a piece I'm calling Owls, Part 1, on Talking Animals.
Anyway, Harry Potter. Like, I like them. I like the books. I like the movies. But I think they send the wrong message to our kids. And that's that it's okay to own an owl for a pet. No. Okay? I'm from Oregon. I know. Owls are made of claws, feathers, and hatred. That's it. Like, owls don't give a crap. You ever look at an owl, the rage and hatred in his eyes? Up in a tree, like, who? Who? Who's next to die? It's you, mouse! Owl! And I'm back, hating everything that lives.
All right. That was Matt Bronger with a piece I'm calling Owls Part 1, taken from his Letterman debut. I'm Duncan Strauss. This is Talking Animals. Our website is talkinganimals.net. It's time now to visit with today's guests, Harry Hayward, Natty Moss Bond, and Ronnie Elliott. As I mentioned earlier, they're all performing on a benefit for Harry this Sunday at Skipper Smokehouse, 4 to 11 p.m., a powerhouse lineup. I hope they can say that, I think. We'll find out more about shortly. The event also includes other elements that we'll also find out about more shortly. And we're going to hear some animal songs along the way, live and recorded, talk about animals and more. So, with all that preamble out of the way, let's welcome Harry Hayward, Natty Moss Bond, and Ronnie Elliott to Talking Animals.
Thanks for having us.
Good day, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning to you. So, we have much to cover here. And one thing the three of you have in common is that you're all pretty serious animal lovers. And so maybe we could just start off by going around and hearing from each of you when and how that love for animals sort of first took hold in a meaningful way.
When I got my first owl, I think that's...
Yeah, wow. See, I'm so glad we worked out that whole theme thing. That's awesome, Natty. Great.
How many owls you have now?
I only have a dog now. Her name
is... Oh, what happened to the owl?
Well, they grew up and moved away.
Yeah, and they're fairly bitter. Yeah. So, who do you have now?
Sydney.
Sydney? What kind of dog?
Well, she's part pit bull and part Rottweiler.
Cool.
And she was bred by a fighter, and I rescued her.
How long ago was that?
17 years.
Oh my goodness.
I know, she's the sweetest thing in the world. She's at home sleeping on the couch right now.
Well, hopefully she's listening to the show. This is her kind of show.
Yeah.
So that's great. Wow.
Yeah.
And so she's 17. You've had her for 17 years. So was she just barely a pup?
She was fit in my hand.
But she was already being sort of trained down the other path?
Well, they didn't like her because she got mixed.
Oh.
So they were just going to drown her. So, I know. So.
Yikes.
You know, but I got her.
All right.
She's had a happy life so far.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sydney's a happy, happy camper. All right. And Harry, how about you?
Well, I was just going to say the thing Natty just said about they were just going to drown her. That's kind of the same thing that happened with me when I was growing up with my parents.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they didn't like me, and they were just going to drown me, but somehow or another it didn't happen.
Did a pit bull mix intervene and help you out of that dire situation?
Actually, I eloped with one.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Not many people know it, including my wife, but...
You probably never got officially divorced, right?
Never got officially divorced.
So there's a bigamy issue here.
Yeah, she's living in Portland now, and I go out there and see her once in a while.
I guess you won't be asking any more animal lover type questions.
Yeah. Well, no, I think, sometimes it's fun to get not the usual stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, actually, as far as your question goes, I can't say when I first, I mean, I've always loved animals, but I became a vegetarian in 1973. And I was in a band with Ronnie, and Ronnie was a vegetarian 2 or 3 years before I was. And every time we'd go to a restaurant to eat, he would say stuff like about the meat. If you eat the food of the devil, your soul will burn in hell forever. And I used to listen to that every single time I went out to eat with him. And I suppose eventually it sunk in and I thought, well, you know, he's right. I don't want to kill these animals. How can I do that? So I haven't had any meat since 1973.
So, if I can follow you, wading in and out of the gags, so was it not necessarily precipitated by a big animal love, but more about sort of being browbeat by Ronnie, or?
It was a combination of both.
Okay.
I think that I had, if I were going to go out to eat with Ronnie ever again, I had to go ahead and succumb to his.
Just because you couldn't take the,
Actually, you know, it just dawned on me all of a sudden that, wait a minute, you know, I'm contributing to killing all these animals that I love, and I don't want to do that anymore.
Were you an animal guy, though, growing up?
I had lots of dogs. I had Queenie the Yukon and named after Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. Well, kind of, Queen and Sergeant, not exactly the same, but Yukon. Had lots of animals growing up. He had lots of pets.
Cool. So that was sort of the arc, really, that led to going vegetarian in addition to Ronnie breeding and every meal.
I would think so.
All right. And Ronnie, I know we kind of touched on this back when we did our round table right before the Talk Animals Festival, but still, for those who maybe didn't hear that, what about your sort of initial animal thing, and how did they become important to you in your life?
I don't think there was ever a dramatic shift for me. You know, I think the whole animal thing goes back to my childhood. I've always been crazy about animals. And the vegetarian thing, it wasn't really very trendy or anything when I became a vegetarian. It just, like, occurred to me out of the blue one day. I think I have a role in life to influence easy saps like Harry, you know. So.
Seems to be working.
Yeah. Of course, there haven't been many since, but it's the...
Well, we take our converts one at a time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Cool. And Joellen's here, the aforementioned Joellen.
That was very nice that you said something on the air. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I think I'm the first to congratulate at least on the air. I mean, Facebook was lighting up, and we talked yesterday, but that's great news. Yeah.
Thank you very much, and I know that I can maybe talk people into coming down and volunteering at the station and volunteering at our events and even events that aren't really our events, but spiritually there are events like the thing on Sunday at Skipper's for Harry. That's going to be so much fun. I've rearranged my life already. Not to do this job, but I've rearranged my life so Sunday I can go, because I'm like, I can't miss a second of this.
Well, and also it all hooks in. Of course, you played a pivotal role in Talking Animals Festival. See, so it all connects, right? Just like our owl thing connected earlier.
Yeah,
so
I saw an owl last night sitting right outside my window.
Did he look bitter and about to attack you? Or?
No. He looked like he just ate. And there were some scraps of things on the ground this morning when I got up.
Not a vegetarian.
A vegetarian owl.
Yeah.
We're playing 7 degrees of Kevin Vegetarian Bacon or something.
Right, yeah.
Kevin Vegetarian Bacon.
Yeah, I like it.
Not turkey
bacon. All right. Well, I have many other questions, but I'm thinking, should we hear an animal song from somebody? All right. I thought we'd hear an acapella animal song from Joellen.
You can join us, Joellen. Yeah.
Well, we can try this. My finger's a little stiff here, so we'll try it. This is one, actually, that Ronnie and I were in a band called Duck Butter back in the late 60s, early 70s. And part of this I wrote in high school. It's called Animal Hoedown. Well, folks, in my memory, there's a little boy. As a little boy, there's a great big forest full of lots of little animals. And these animals are of every different color in the rainbow. And despite this fact, they still get along red hot together, unlike most humans. And that's because animals are real nice guys, and we like them a whole lot. And once a year, every year, me and my granddaddy would go down into the forest, and we'd get ourselves a spot on a big holler log, and we'd watch these animals as they came from miles and miles around with their fiddles and banjos and jaw harps and tubas and clarinets. And they would sing and strut and have themselves the biggest animal hoedown you've ever seen. Square in the middle of a Mississippi bog set two little critters on a holler log. One was a toad and the other was a frog. Toad and a frog on a log in a bog. Hody the Elder was a strutter in his day, singing and a stomping were his ways. Little Billy Frog was his protege. Old Gray Hody's teaching Billy his ways. Hody sang the low part
and Billy sang the high.
Their Appalachian music lit up the Delta sky. Oh, Hody Toad and Billy Frog, sonny. Hody Toad and Billy Frog, boy. Hody Toad and Billy Frog. Well, a gow, bubba gow, bubba gow, bubba gow, bubba gow, bubba gow, gow, gow. So, Natty.
Bok, 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 bok. Bok, bok, bok.
Floating down the river came an Arkansas duck. looking for the log in the Mississippi muck. Brought along his banjo to sing and pluck. Jumped on a possum and began to sing. Riding on the back of an old gray mare came Freddy the Fly with his dulcimer. Take it, Freddy! Freddy wasn't too hot. Oh, Hody Toad and Billy Frog, sonny. Wally Worm and Freddy Fly shook. Sam Snake and Molly Moe, well, they're all down at the fishing hole, doing the animal hoedown. Rub-a-dow, thou.
Yay! All right, now I should say, if you, this is Talking Animals, if you just tuned in and wondering what the hell is going on, we're speaking and hanging and hearing music, obviously, with Harry Hayward, Natty Mossbaugh, and Ronnie Abbott as a prelude to the benefit for Harry this Sunday at Skipper's. And so we've already got one email. I would say, you know, we're obviously playing a little looser today, so if you have anything you'd like to say by phone, 813-239-9663, or email dj@wmnf.org. There's an email here that says, Danny Throw here. Hello to my buddies, Ronnie E. Harry and their hounds. So,
hi, Danny.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What does that say about you, Natty?
Nothing.
Well, I think he ran out of line. It's all in the subject heading, so I think he just ran out of space.
Yeah.
Well, that's tricky. Yeah,
owl
that's
hater.
Tricky. Yeah. So, Natty, let's get you involved, despite what that email, the subject line ran out of space to say. Now, I want to ask you some other animal-related stuff and other things, and of course we're going to hear a song of yours at some point for sure. But let's, tell me a little bit about what's happening this Sunday. I mean, you're the spokesperson, whether you are welcoming that position or not.
We are putting on a concert along with a bunch of other like little gags that's going to go on Sunday, November 6th at Skipper's Smokehouse. The show starts at 4 and it's, you know, there's a little controversy about when it ends. It could end at 9, 10, or 11.
I think it ends at question mark.
Yes, right?
There's
exactly.
Somebody, some comedian does a joke about the invitation to say 4 to question mark.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, what could happen?
Yeah. So anyway, we are, you know, doing this to help raise a little bit of dough for Harry so he can get treated for this issue that he has.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, like a lot of us, like you said, I don't have health insurance, neither does Harry. I don't know if Ronnie does. He might.
No, I don't.
But a lot of people who are in the same position that we're in, we just, you know, you can't afford it.
Right.
We don't work for big corporations, so we just don't have it. And so occasionally we have to throw shindigs.
Sure.
Yep.
So what are so the shindigs? So first of all, let's talk about who's performing on the shindig, since the times keeps expanding and becoming questionable. It's quite a lineup. Maybe you could run down.
Yeah. Ronnie Elliott and the Nationals are playing, and okay. Harry and I are both members of the Nationals, and so we'll be on the stage. Hopefully, if I can get to practice on Thursday. And another band that Harry and I are in, which is called Dirty Spoons and Trash, which is Judy Tampa and Bunko Squad, along with me and Sam Bond and Steve Peek, who are my ex-husband and my boyfriend.
And how does that, you know, let's skip, I mean, we gotta.
Yeah, never mind this animal stuff.
Right, well, or even the benefit stuff, Frank.
Yeah.
Let's get to the,
yeah,
so how does that work? What kind of dynamic is that in the band?
Sam and I have been divorced since before Noah built the Ark.
Okay.
So, you know, we're just like best friends and,
okay.
You know, and so.
So it works.
Yeah, Steve and Sam are best friends. That's the way it should be, I think.
All right. So, okay, so it's Ronnie Elliott and the Nationals, which you guys are in. Dirty Spoons and Trash, which you guys are in. And who else is on
Chroma,
that?
Which is Harry Hayward's son Alex's band.
Oh, wow, cool.
They're coming over from the other coast.
Nice.
And then there is the Roger Sullins band, who Harry and Ronnie know more about them than I do. So.
Okay, we'll
great
find out.
Great guitar player, Roger is.
Roger is a great guitar player.
Okay.
And one
Crash.
Other.
Crash.
Crash
Mitchell,
yeah.
Who...
Five.
You know, I have recorded with. He's one of my favorite honeys. I love him to death.
Were you married to him at one point?
No,
or no?
I was
okay.
not.
All right.
Natty Mossbaugh,
okay.
Mitchell.
Well, there you go.
Might sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Mountain Boys.
Florida Mountain Boys, which is kind of a bluegrassy kind of band, and all of this put together with a bunch of fun events.
Rebecca Pulley and Rob Pastore, they're kind of a recent addition, but that's great. Yeah, so.
Yeah, they were camping this weekend, and they decided to cut their camping trip short so they could make it.
So by my count, seven bands.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's great.
I know.
So, all right, so what else is going on there, or what else takes place?
We have gotten a whole lot of love and support from a lot of local businesses, a lot of local artists. They're all donating, you know, art and food, and Bev from the station made T-shirts for us, and local businesses are donating gift certificates, and we're having raffles and silent auctions, and all of the money, all of it, every penny of it is going to go to help Harry. So.
Well, that's great. And I want to find out maybe some just, I know you, there's so many things that people have donated, but couldn't possibly hit them all, but maybe we'll hit a random sampling in a moment or two. But, I think also people could find out, some other information that we might not get to all today by going to helphayward.com. There's a website set up for that. And also there's at least one or more Facebook pages, right?
Yes, there actually are three that I know of.
Yeah.
One is an event page. If you just type in Harry Hayward,
just search for Harry or help Harry, it'll come up. So, okay, well, let's, we got somebody on the phone. We'll just, throw caution in the wind. Hi, you're on Talking Animals.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Harry. This is, X. I'm friends with your daughter in New York.
Oh, hi.
Hi. And I just wanted to say that we are sending our love to you from New York.
Well, thank you very much. That's very
You're
sweet
welcome.
Of you. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. And give my daughter a hug for me.
I definitely will, okay? Best of luck to you this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for the call. That's really nice.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Very nice. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, so... should we hear another animal song? I mean, should we hear your animal song?
If you'd like, that would be great. This is a song that I recorded for a kids yoga CD. It's a organization called Kidding Around Yoga, which is run by my friend Harris Linder. And she's a great singer, but she recognizes that I'm an excellent singer, so she asked me to do one of the songs. It's called The Crow.
All right, well, let's hear that right on Talk Animals, and we'll be back to chat more and find out more. And again, we are taking some calls, obviously, 813-239-9663, or you can write us at dj@wmnf.org. Right now, it's The Crow with the vocal stylings of Natty Montspan.
That I know, I will teach you to do the crow. Spread your legs out, squat right down. Don't let your bottom touch the ground. Glue your arms inside your knees. Hands in prayer position, please. Little crows can stop right here, or you'll bang your head, I fear. Muscles focus to yoga makes me feel brand new. Gonna do the curl, the best pose I know. Build my muscles focus to yoga makes me feel brand new. Bigger crows, let's have some fun. This is how the pose is done. Keep your arms and legs glued tight. Hold together with all your might. Spread your fingers really wide. Let's get ready for a ride. Lay your hands down on the floor. On tippy toes, we'll spark to soar. Gonna do the curl, the best pose I know. Feel my muscles focus to yoga makes me feel brand new. Lift each foot one at a time. Look ahead, you're doing fine. When your tired feet come down, you deserve a yee-haw sound. Go tell everyone you know that you can do the crow.
muscles focus too. Yoga makes me feel brand new. Gonna do the curl, the best ones I know. Build my muscles focus too. Yoga makes me feel brand new.
Woohoo! I can do the crow!
I think we can all do the crow under the right circumstances. So that was Natty Moss Bond singing there on a CD. Is it Harris?
Harris Lender.
Yeah. So Kidding Around Yoga.
Uh-huh.
Cool. So that was fun. Spirited. So, okay. So, again, if you're just joining us now, this is Talking Animals. We're in the studio with Harry Hayward, Natty Moss Bond, and Ronnie Elliott, all sort of as a little sneak preview of the benefit this Sunday at Skipper Smokehouse for Harry. So, Harry, I'd like to ask you a little bit about the medical situation. Don't want to obviously delve into areas that are private, or at least too private for the radio airwaves, but to the extent you're comfortable, maybe you could just tell us a little bit about what's going on and you know, treatment possibilities or whatever you'd like to tell us.
Okay, first I'd like to say that crows are really, really smart. They're right up there with chimpanzees and elephants. They make tools, all that stuff. Okay, that being said.
And they're not as mean as owls.
That's right.
And also, you know, it's interesting you say that, because right now, you know, any time Tom Waits has a new record out, there's some, you know, at least one or more kooky things he's got going. So all the interviews I've read so far, all the lead interviews with the big publications, he's talking about crows and just how smart they are.
Really,
he's bringing a crow book. Yeah,
they're really, really smart. Yeah. So treat them nice. They, you know, politely.
They could help you.
They could help you.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the treatment, the stuff, well, basically it's, you know, just I went to the doctor, not expecting it, found out I had prostate cancer. And as everybody knows, I have no health insurance like zillions of other people do. And basically, you know, money talks or health walks kind of in the USA. But the benefits just, I mean, the amount of love and stuff that's come out of nowhere is just overwhelming to me. I don't even know how to respond to it. It's just unbelievable to me. But, and so I'm pursuing treatment options and finding out how staggering it is to have anything like this done. I have had one quote from the leading cancer facility in Tampa for the bare bones treatment of $113,000. But the good news is they said I could have 2 years to pay it off.
Okay. Well, they'll work with you. They're flexible.
That was a load off my mind.
They'll take his check.
I'll just pay you up front. Here's my check.
I can draw checks.
But, I mean, basically that's what's going on. It's, you know, 50% of all men apparently get it. And, you know, mine is in an intermediate stage, so it's not low risk and it's not super high risk, but if I don't get something done about it, it will be high risk. So
there obviously needs to be some kind of treatment. You're just trying to sort out what kind, and especially with that staggering financial challenge.
It's kind of like shopping for a used car or something, you know, or a new car, really. They get the sticker price, and they tack on this and give you a discount, and the discount is still, you know, expensive.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I'm optimistic. I think this is all going to help, you know. So I think, you know, the benefit is going to give me a nice bit to, you know, at least put down on something so I can get everything started. So
that first year's payment.
That first year. So that's a wonderful thing. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. So all the more, that's why the benefit Sunday is happening. It's some of the element. So Natty, why don't you, why don't we talk a little bit more about, we've talked about when, and you know, again, it's Sunday, it's at Skipper's, it's 4:00?
Uh-huh.
We've talked about all the great bands that are performing. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other stuff going on there that could also help Harry.
We are going to be selling raffle tickets, and they're cheap, 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 and the raffle prizes are unbelievable. Like Harry said, this outpouring of love from all of these artists who have done paintings, especially for Harry's benefit, Joanne Carpe and Hugh T. Williams, Hugo Porcaro, a bunch of my friends who, you know, I don't even know Harry. I called and said, can you help? And, you know, Todd and Carolinda, who have the bowling ball house up and Safety Harbor, they donated some stuff, and a friend of mine named Annette Gloomis, and another friend named Shannon Beck, they've never even met Harry. And, I mean, that makes it even more special. John Mazzello and Carrie Waite both have donated beautiful photographs. Bob Anthony has donated a beautiful photograph, framed. Everything is really nice. Some of the things are going to be on silent auction. Some of the things are going to be raffle prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So
probably depending on... generally, at least, what their value is to some extent.
We also have this amazing whale-watching trip that is a silent auction thing that I have. It's out in California. You have to go out there. Or actually, I guess it's kind of the border of California.
Yeah,
and Mexico.
It's Baja California.
Yeah, you have to get there to get it. But it's an amazing, amazing thing. You can read about it on the website and on the Facebook
page.
Yeah, pages.
Well, I think it's within the bounds. I think I'm probably able to tell a little bit about it just because people that listen to Talk
right.
Animals know that every so often we've offered this as a fundraising premium or a thank you gift. So yeah, it's down in Baja California. It's in the San Ignacio Lagoon. And right about now, the mother gray whales are making their way down there to deliver their babies. And then in the first part of the year, January, February, March, I think into April sometimes, you go to this little lagoon and you go out a couple times a day in these tiny little boats. And the mothers, it's not like, you know, hanging, swimming with dolphins or bothering anybody, nothing in captivity.
Yeah.
You just go out in these little boats and the mothers bring the babies over to your little boat and you can hang with them, you can touch them, you can pet them.
That is so cool.
And it's pretty amazing. And so the trip, again, as Natty says, you have to kind of get yourself down there, but otherwise the package is, 4 nights for 2 people. All your meals, all your whale watching, other activities, and it's a pretty life-altering experience. So, and again, you can find out, you can see pictures of it.
Right, and you can also, on the silent auction things, you can also bid on them early. So if you wanted to email me at harry@nattymossbond.com, then you can go ahead and email me or go to the website helphayward.com and you know, you can reach us through there or from the Facebook pages, and you can go ahead and bid on any of the silent auction prizes early.
Which is kind of cool because some of these things, maybe like including the whale thing, they might not still be available as of Sunday. I wouldn't wait for some people, right? So, and the other thing, too, I've noticed just in trolling the various Facebook pages that have been set up, kind of one of the main ones, I guess, that I guess you've been putting stuff up. So, because there's a lot of art pieces and other
amazing.
Things.
Amazing.
So, again,
amazing.
People can see those. And then, again, I think because a lot of those are silent auction items.
Right.
So people could see those. And bid if they were so inclined.
Right.
Yeah. So
there's also a lot of gift certificates from local businesses that are going to be, you know, some of them are silent auction prizes, like the Zen Recording, where you know, not very many people would just want to be handed 2 hours of free recording time, so we're going to put that as a silent auction thing so musicians can bid on it.
Cool.
So, you know, and, you know, there's other gift certificates from local businesses like Annabelle Butterfly and the Globe Coffee Lounge and, you know, just a lot of, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you all the wonderful people who have come forward. It's just, if you ever feel bad about your life and are sad and depressed, throw a benefit because it gives you this amazing burst of how wonderful mankind can be.
Cool.
So.
Well, that sounds really, really great. Well, we might even hear a few more things, but I think it's time for an animal song. Ronnie, how about favoring with us with an animal song?
Okay. This is a kid song from a kiddie record. Actually, I got it from my friend Ramsey Midwood and Susan Reese. Got out her old 78 and copied the lyrics down for me. Down home, we had an old shack, way down on the farm. The bats fly out, they fly right back, way down on the farm. Down home, we had an old car, way down on the farm. It eats up the gas, but it don't get far, way down on the farm. Ah, down home, down home, way down on the farm. Down home, way down on the farm. Down home, we had an old horse, way down on the farm. Feeding him hay was a total loss, way down on the farm. Down home, we had an old mule, way down on the farm. He may look dumb, but he ain't no fool, way down on the farm. Down home, had an old bull, way down on the farm. He eats and eats, he never gets full, way down on the farm. Oh, down home, had an old ox,
way down on the farm. When he's hungry, he actually talks way down on the farm. Down home, we had an old goat way down on the farm. All the tin cans go down his throat way down on the farm. Down home, we had an old pig way down on the farm. His tail is little, but his belly's big way down on the farm. Ah, down home, down home, way down on the farm. Down home, way down on the farm. Down home, we had an old hen way down on the farm. She lays an egg every now and then way down on the farm. Down home, we had an old hound way down on the farm. He weighs about 450 pounds way down on the farm. Down home, had an old cat way down on the farm. He plays with a mouse, but he's scared of the rat down home on the farm. Ah, down home, way down on the farm. Down home, down home on the farm.
Yeah.
Kind of like the crow. I thought it was never going to end.
Wow. I'm not touching that. But anyway, that was Ronnie Elliott. And again, Ronnie Elliott and the Nationals will be holding forth at Skipper's as part of the Harry Hayward benefit, along with Dirty Spoons and Trash, Chroma, the Crash Mitchell Five, the Roger Sons Band, the Florida Mountain Boys, and Rebecca Pulley and Rob Pastore. So you guys have kind of alluded to, but more specifically, it might be fun to know. I know your friendship goes way, way back. I mean, where and how did you first meet? And something tells me it's a colorful story.
It's kind of colorful. I had been to Ronnie and I both went to SAPJC together, and I had been to the Jimi Hendrix show at Curtis Hickson, and Ronnie was in the band. I think it was Your Local Bear that opened for Jimi Hendrix. And they were playing kind of country-ish kind of stuff back then. And the next day, there was this table. There were tables at SAPJC, the hippie table and the fraternity table. And, of course, I was at the hippie table. But I walked in, and people were talking about the Jimi Hendrix show. And I said, that first band was terrible. I hated them. And somebody said, this is Ronnie Elliott. He was in that band. that was the beginning of the beautiful friendship.
Sure. Nice.
And so Ronnie and I started a band later.
How old were you then?
5, 6, 7.
18.
18, yeah. That's
it. You don't see me donating anything to his damn auction.
Yeah. Right. You're here against your will. Yeah.
Ronnie was 32. I was 19.
Wow. That's a bigger disparity than I would have guessed. Now, was the first band, because you mentioned this when you were introducing Animal Hoedown, was Duck Butter the first band you guys were in?
Yeah.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about Duck Butter. Just, I mean, I love the name right off the bat, but...
Tell him.
Well, it was sort of something that morphed from the band he was talking about, Your Local Bear. So it was a hillbilly rock and roll band, and it was not a popular concept at the time. I mean, by that time, things were beginning to turn, and it was coming around a little bit. But in general,
there were no groupies. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, we didn't draw your everyday groupies. But, you know, it was a lot of fun, and it made it easier to do what we wanted to do. And it's kind of it was kind of our idea of something like a soul band, but it was a hillbilly band.
And how long, it sounds like it wasn't necessarily a long-lived.
It was pretty long.
3 years?
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow. The way you guys were describing it.
I was in Duck Butter one day.
Long live for a band.
Yeah.
Everybody was.
They did a revival in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right.
Because I was going to, of course, the next question is how you guys, how Natty, you met
I met Ronnie Elliott because he was producing a record by this band called the Voodoo Idols that I was singing backing vocals on. And I didn't see Ronnie again for, I think it was 10 years. And then one day out of the blue, he called me up and he goes, hey, I'm making a record. do you want to be on it? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I'm also painting a building I built. You want to come paint it for me? And I said, yeah.
Wow.
So I got two jobs.
That's great. And the key is keep saying yes, though.
Yeah, that was like in 97 or 98. I can't even remember how long, you know.
Okay. So, yeah. So you go back a ways, and these guys go back a ways further. Yeah. All right. Well, now, so we got some emails, and let's put hi, you're on Talking Animals. Have you been holding for a bit?
Talking to me?
Yes, I am. It is you.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
This is Suzanne. I'm calling from Tampa. I'm enjoying the music and everything, and the fact that they're all vegetarians and that they've rescued animals. This is great. And you said it was kind of an open forum, so may I just bring up the anti-tethering ordinance?
Sure, in 30 seconds or less, just because I meant kind of more open forum related to Harry and Ronnie and Natty, but by all means,
Well, anti-tethering should have something to do with Harry.
Right, well, and also such an important ordinance, and it's been such a struggle here in Hillsborough County. By all means, let's give that some airtime for sure.
Okay.
If you can keep it kind of succinct, that'd be great.
I'll be brief. I just attended another city council or city commissioners meeting regarding this, and it's taken over a year and a half, but we had at least 10 people that got up and spoke today, and I think we're finally getting through to them, and so hopefully on November 16th they're going to finally make the ordinance and then maybe pass it on December 2nd. So I just ask people, write your county commissioners and please ask them to pass it. The same as Sarasota County.
And you know what? I'm going to violate my own rule. I'm going to ask for maybe a little bit more of your time, just because I think for people listening who might not be familiar, maybe you could just briefly outline the pending tethering ordinance and briefly compare it to other ordinances that have passed somewhat easier in all kinds of counties in Florida and across the country.
Okay. They want to have a 30-minute that you can chain up your dog for 30 minutes out of 8 hours, but it's not enforceable because who's going to sit around for 8 hours and see if somebody's dog is on a chain for 30 minutes? They also want them, we want no chaining or tethering at stamina shows, you know, where they show a dog and it's tied up. So all of those are things that we're trying to get out of the ordinance. In Sarasota County, Escambia County, there's a whole bunch of other counties in Florida that have passed the anti-tethering ordinance without time limits and without the stamina thing in there. So that's what we're trying to get passed.
Okay.
And it's already been voted on by the commission a long time ago. Their attorneys wrote it up, voted on by the commission, and then it was sent back to the Animal Advisory Board because there are two breeders on the Animal Advisory Board.
Right.
And they don't want parts of it passed. But
right,
the majority of people in Hillsborough County do want it passed, and hopefully November 16th and December 2nd, it will finally be passed.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your call and for your information. And, again, it's a really important issue. And I just got a nice note here from Sean Canan, the Assistant News and Public Affairs Director, saying they will be running a story on the anti-tethering ordinance in the 4 p.m. news, so you can find out more about that. But it's really, really important. And, again, it's been a real struggle in Hillsborough County to get something that's not totally toothless. And, again, the idea of just chaining your dog for hours and hours and hours, and well, anywhere, but in this weather with thunderstorms and other critters, et cetera, you can sort of get the implications of that. But again, the story on 4 o'clock news will probably be really helpful in that way. So anyway, all right, so we're in the final moments. We've been in the studio, and we still are, with Harry Hayward, Natty Moss-Bond, and Ronnie Elliott, all again as a little sneak preview of the benefit being held this Sunday, November 6th at Skipper's Smokehouse from 4 to 11 p.m. And the bill includes Ronnie Elliott and the Nationals, Dirty Spoons and Trash, Chroma, the Crash Mitchell Five, the Roger Sullins Band, the Florida Mountain Boys, and Rebecca Pulley and Rob Pastore. So I think we just probably have another minute or so. Natty, I don't know if there's anything else we should know, any other details, any other last-minute tidbits about other elements of the show.
Just bring your wallet. Oh, and we're going to take credit cards.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's great. Okay. So, all right. And again, you can find out more by going to helphayward.com.
And if you can't make it to the show on Sunday, which I really hope you can, You can also go online and just donate money if you would like to on helphayward.com.
And again, you can find out more and see some of these items, et cetera, on Facebook. Just search Help Harry Hayward or Harry Hayward, and you'll find at least one or more of the cool Facebook pages.
I want to say hi to Gary, my friend Gary, and Portia and Lori.
Cool. Oh, and that reminds me, I was going to – okay, I got sidetracked with that other call. Sorry. So a couple of our emails are – one says, hello to my fellow fundraiser worker bees. Great show. Love you guys. Come out one and all November 6th. Skippers, it's going to be a blast. Peace and love. Go animals. And someone else here says, love the music. Curtis, very succinct email. We like those too. So okay, well, I think that's going to do it. We'll look forward to seeing everybody Sunday and at Skippers. And thanks, Ronnie. Thanks, Harry. Thanks, Nanny, for coming in.
Thank you so much, Duncan.
And we're not done with the related thing because well, I'll just say that Duncan Strauss, you are listening to Talking Animals, where the show website is talkinganimals.net. It's time to proceed to name that animal tune. There'll be a prize, a pair of tickets to see Fitz in the Tantrums tonight at the State Theater. The first person that calls 813-239-9663 and correctly identifies this animal tune will also offer a second prize, tickets to this weekend's 37th annual St. Petersburg International Folk Fair, to the first person who can tell us the highly relevant band doing this animal tune. It's Name That Animal Tune on Talking Animals. Somebody happens to know. Well, you know what? Let's just try this real quick. What the heck? Hi, you're on Talking Animals. Can you name that animal tune?
Hi, is that the Stooges?
Well, it's a Stooges song. If you can say the song name, you'll at least be at the first level of prize winning.
I want to be your dog.
Okay, good. What is your first name, sir?
Michael.
Michael? All right. That is right. Now, here's the bonus round. Can you name the band that was doing that version?
Oh, the band that's doing that version.
Yeah.
I'll
just give you a clue. It's someone on the lineup for Sunday's benefit. That's not coincidental. All right, that's okay, Mike. You've already won the thing. What the heck? Okay, got to put you back on hold, and I'll get your information, get you set up for tickets to see Fitz in the Tantrums tonight.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so that was, yeah, the people doing that version. I know, we can't take them now, because they're probably guessing on the song. We already have a winner. But it was Dirty Spoons and Trash. That's who was doing that version of Want to Be Your Dog from the Talking Animals Festival. See? It all hooks in over and over again. Anyways, we have just about reached the end of today's edition of Talking Animals on WMNF Tampa. We'll be back next Wednesday, November 9th, when our guest will be Jane Wiedland, the Go-Go's guitarist, singer, and longtime animal advocate. She's doing a bunch of interesting things these days, including speaking on behalf of Muttville, an organization dedicated to improving the lives of senior dogs. That's next Wednesday on Talking Animals. Hope you'll join us then. I also hope you'll visit our website, talkinganimals.net, where we make available all sorts of information, as well as archives and podcasts of past Talking Animals programs. We also have a link to the Talking Animals Facebook page, our Twitter feed, and more. That's all found at talkinganimals.net. Talking Animals broadcast outreach consultant is Libby McKenna. My thanks to her. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. Stay tuned for the fabulous Scott Elliott with the All Souls version of It's the Music, airing next from noon to 3. And during that show, Fitz and the Tantrums will be on live with Scott. So anyway, we're closing out today's show as always with an animal tune. This one also recorded at the Talking Animals Festival. It's Ronnie Elliott with a band operating that day as Animal Geniuses with See You Alligator, taking us right up to the NPR News and then Scott Elliott and his great, great show along with Fitz in the Tantrums today. So there was something else I was supposed to quickly say up next, an eclectic afternoon of music. But if you want to stick with news and information, the Tom Hartman Show is starting up at noon on our digital channel, WMNF.org/thesource. All right, so thanks, everybody. Ronnie, Harry, Natty, we'll see you Sunday at Skipper's. And we'll see you next Wednesday at 11 a.m. on Talking Animals.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Yeah, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Can't you see you're in my way now? Don't you know you feel my style? When I thought of what she told me, nearly laid me loose my head. When I thought of what she told me, nearly made me lose my head. The next time that I saw her, her what she said. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Can't you see you're in my way now? Don't you know your grandma's style? Sorry, pretty baby, you know my love is just for you. She said, I'm sorry, pretty baby, you know my love is just for you. Won't you say that you'll forgive me? Say your love for me is true. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Mark Schmese. President Obama is pressing Congress to pass a transportation bill that calls for a $50 billion investment in roads and bridges.